everything I do for myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Everything I do for myself. That sounds very selfish, doesn't it? That sounds very me, me, me. And, of course, that's just what it is. Me, me, me. Everything I do for myself. Think about it. When you get up in the morning, do you get up for other people? Nope, you get up for yourself. When you wash your face, do you wash your face for other people? No, you wash it for yourself to sort of help you wake up, help you look alive, alert, enthusiastic about life, and just feel good about yourself. When you brush your teeth, do you brush your teeth so other people smell your fragrant breath? No, you brush your teeth to get all of the scum and curmudgeon off of your teeth that has gathered on overnight, and you want to have a fresh-smelling mouth to yourself, fresh-tasting mouth to yourself, and so you do it for yourself. Now, if you did it for others, who knows what all you might do? You might start doing all sorts of things. I everything I do for myself, because I like me, and no matter what it is, I do it because it pleases me and it delights me. Now, if I'm putting on a show, if I'm wearing clothes because I want other people to like my good taste in clothing, I'm going to fall short, and there'll be some people who won't like it, and they'll make me unhappy. And who wants to give anybody permission to make me unhappy or you unhappy? Okay? So, I wear something that is, comfortable, but not necessarily brand new. And the rest of the group might look and say, hey, what are you wearing that old thing for? Now, the only reason they say, why are you wearing that old thing, is because in my consciousness, I think it's an old thing, and I ask myself, why am I wearing that old thing? Everything I do for myself, so I might as well start from scratch and do it right from the beginning. When I take something out of my closet or out of my dresser, I take something and I put it on, and I put it on because it pleases me and I like it. Nobody in the entire world has one single vibration from me that I don't like what I've done. Everybody has every vibration from me. My charisma exudes that I'm happy with myself, that I'm happy with what I'm wearing, that I'm happy how I look. I'm happy with me as a person. Yes. When I exude that, then nobody in the world can express any other fact, none other, no other attitude, no fact, no thought, no illusion, other than that, hey, you look good. Yeah, you look wonderful. Today is Stefan Stressley's birthday, and he is quite a remarkable boy. He's been student of the University of Healing for forever. He joined us just before he turned 21. Actually, he was with us long before that because he was attending seminars and things like that. But he was with us all these years, and it's his birthday now. And as he is celebrating his birthday, I'm always reminded of the stories that I tell about him. He'd been on campus for many, many years. He was president of the corporation here. He was a very active person until he went out to start his own venture. But as he was on campus, some days he would go to work out in the yard and want to grub around, and he'd put on something old. But when he put on this old clothes, he looked handsome as could be. And then other times he'd go in the shower, and he'd come out of the shower, and he'd shake his head, and his hair would all fall right into place because he was such a fantastic attitude about himself. He just lived his life from that I like me attitude, from that I like me sort of thing, They named him a prince when he was born because he was the 1,000th child of the hospital or something of that nature, and the 1,000th child was named as the prince. And so from that day, forever, he is a prince. He is a prince, and he looks like a prince, he acts like a prince, and he is a prince because he is so beautiful in every area of his life, starting on the inside. Stefan likes himself. Therefore, Stefan doesn't know what illness is. Stefan likes himself. Therefore, Stefan doesn't know what poverty is all about. Stefan likes himself. Therefore, he doesn't know what it means to be friendless. Stefan likes himself. He doesn't know what it means to not be master. He is the master, and he is the most friendly, filled with friends, person you could ever want to meet, because of one thing. Everything he does for himself. It's not a selfish thing, it's just that's the way he is, and that's the way life is. And that's the way we truly are. We are always doing everything for ourselves. We're always doing everything to please ourselves, but we're not always succeeding as well as Stefan succeeds. Because Stefan doesn't care what anybody else's opinion is about him. He knows he is great. He knows he is wonderful. He knows he is good. Can you say that about yourself? Can I say that about myself, that I know that I'm good, that I know that I'm wonderful, that I know that I like me? It would be a wonderful thing if I did. It'd be a wonderful thing if every moment of my life I lived in the awareness that I like me. I lived in the awareness that I am divine, that I am wonderful, that I am fantastic, that I am glorious, that I am all that is good. It would be wonderful to live in that sort of a thinking. Because when I live in that sort of thinking, you know what happens? When I live in that sort of thinking, I am that I am. I am the wonderment that I am. I am the joy that I am. I am the power that I am. I am the glory that I am. This is not to mean I'm better than anybody else or I'm superior to everybody else in the world. It just means I am my personal best. I am my spiritual best. I am my divine best. I am fabulous. And when you're fabulous, then everything works out just great. Can we all be fabulous? Can we all be radiating out from the divine within us how wonderful we are? Can we do that? Well, we surely can. And most of the time, we do. Most of the time, we live it. Everything I do for myself. What do you do? What do I do? Well, I get up in the morning, and the first thing I think, what a glorious day! And I leap out of bed, and I take care of my toiletry, and I get myself all ready for the day. And then I sometimes take a few minutes instantly after I've made myself all prettied for the day. I sit down and take my tape recorder, my disc recorder here, and I record a thought for today. And I record a thought for today when I'm in my hypo attitude. I'm just fantastic. I'm just fantastic. I'm glorious. And I'm enjoying everything. Not a hypo, but a hyper attitude. It's fantastic. And then I give my talk. And I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. But I think, what would make me happy? So I'm going to talk about joy. I'm going to talk about friendliness. I'm going to talk about illusions. I'm going to talk about whatever comes to my mind. And then I start talking on that subject. And my heart just reveals all sorts of beautiful ideas. Just a stockpile of beautiful thoughts. Just wonderful, beautiful concepts. Because that's my nature. That's who I am. And that's what I express. And I express this all the time. I express this all the time. Gertrude Suter had her birthday just a little bit ago, and it was such a glorious birthday. Everything went perfect for her. all the parties that were given for her, all the cakes that were given for her. But the biggest birthday, the most wonderful birthday, was what she gave to herself. And that's what time she spent with her dog, Luna. She took Luna out for her walk, and she and Luna had the most beautiful love affair you could ever want. Luna's a little Jack Russell Terrier dog, just a super little dog, and just the most joyful, sweetest, lovingest dog you could ever want, and just sort of matching Gertrude's attitude about herself. Now, I don't know, Stefan doesn't have a dog, but he just goes out for a walk, and he goes out for a bike ride, and he goes out, and he takes himself out, and he goes with himself, and he is so totally happy with himself, because he likes himself. Everything he does for himself. Well, Gertrude, too. Everything she does for herself. She has a very large family that make demands upon her and that want her to do this and want her to do that. But she decided years ago that she was going to change that. She was going to change that from their wanting her to do things to her wanting to do things for them because it delighted her. And now everything she does for her family, she does because she wants to do it, because she chooses to do it. And she sees her family asking her to do the things that delight her to do for them. Can we all be that way? Can we all think that way? Can we all live that way? Oh, yes, we can. We can all do it, and we all do it, too. Everything I do for myself. I think that if all of us could have this freedom of spirit who we are and say to ourselves, I like me, I like me, I like me, and say to ourselves, all is good and very good, and say to ourselves, I like me and I am a good person. I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. Everyone who walks into my world feels my delight because I live it. Everyone who walks into my world feels my goodness because I am it. Everyone who walks into my world is my creation. And they are just as fabulous, as joyous, as marvelous, as fantastic as I am. For this is what life is all about. And this is what you and I are all about. And this is really all that matters. I could say, happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, world. Happy birthday, Stefan. Or I could just say, everything I do for myself. Because I'm invited to everyone's birthday party. And I'm sitting there blowing out the candles with everyone, and eating the cake and ice cream with everyone, and blowing the balloons and delighting in them with everyone, because I love you. I love you. I love you.